This lesson, believe it or not, I just put it together after my trip back from New Mexico. I had planned on doing another lesson, but this one, I started thinking on what's been happening in our life in the last 2 months. But the thing is, we take for granted the good things which are happening to us. We think that everything's just fine, everything's going to continue to be fine. And then whenever things start going bad, you know, why are you picking on me? Why am I having all these problems? And on here's the, I've got two ladies right here sitting side by side, which has gone through a lot. My problem is I never had any problems whenever I was younger, whenever we first got married and everything went along. Everything worked out good for us. We had no trials. We never had no times to where we had to struggle. But having a son got sick. I mean, he's 44 years old. He diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. The doctor sat there and told us, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get cured. And it hurts you a lot. But the one thing that hurts me more than anything is the fact he got away from the Lord. He's no longer a member of the church. And I told him, I said, if you die, son, I said, you know, that's the way it goes. But if you die outside of the Lord, that's your fault. And I said, I don't want that to happen. I need you to get back to the Lord. And it's hard to look at that. But anyway, we came back, and I'll just tell you a couple things. We came back, and we had a hole in the floor. I mean, a water line broke in the floor and flooded, you know, started washing out underneath it. That was $5,000 worth of damage. I said, well, your house has got pipes completely different. That's the reason why you had to cut holes in every wall there is in the house and a half a dozen of them. You know, and it's, you're sitting there, and I said, okay, there's going to be another $5,000 by the time we get done repairing them and painting them. But that's all right. God's been good to me. He's been taking care of me for such a long time. I've got a good family. I love life. I love my God. And the sacrifices that we don't make, that we should make, is what we need to look at. Dick, I appreciate you jumping up. I only had three things to do, pick three people. Daryl, I got two out of three, okay? I missed one of them. But anyway, this lesson is on enduring. And, you know, in the world today, you see Christians. And they seem to take things in stride. All the problems they have, they take in stride and they just let it wash on by. Sometimes people say, how can you do that? You know, doesn't that bother you to see this, you know, you suffering and all that, but you still praise God and you still love God? Being Christians, we're not exempt from having problems. And we have to be aware that that's going to happen. Peter was writing a letter to the church. And the letter that he wrote, he told the church that you're being persecuted right now. You've got persecution going on. But the Apostle Peter writes to say, in effect, with the proper preparations, you can endure anything you must. And that's how we are as Christians. If we prepare and we know what we have to do and what we do, we can endure anything. Our being saved depends upon enduring the trials which we end up going through. And I want to read 1 Peter 1, verse 9. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. And then in James 1 and verse 12, it says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So What is telling you, you keep, you know, you have to accept what's happening. You have to believe that God is there for you. Your faith in God being there is how you get through life and how you remain strong. Like I said, the last couple of months, my trials that I've been going through, they get heavy. They kind of bothers you and kind of stresses on you and make you think about things. But we can get through them. I'm sure of it. Grief, sorrow, they are at times realized with which we all must cope. You have problems. I have problems. Dick has problems. Everybody has problems. But we can get through them. Put it in God's hand. Let Him help us on what we have to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despaired, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. What it's saying, we're gonna have all these things happen to us. It's gonna get you this way and that way, and it seems like it's hopeless. But God's there. He's gonna keep you strong. He's gonna keep you to hang in there as long as you trust Him. And that's all we have to do. Too often we just forget. The power of God and the power of faith is what gets us through. Your belief in God and your belief that there is a God is how you manage to manage. In Isaiah, the 26th chapter, in verse 3 and 4, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. And again, what I'm telling you is trust in the Lord. Put your faith, put your hope in the Lord. And that's how you're going to get through. In Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 and 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Things. You know, I've been having a lot of things happen. And you think about them, and things can drive you nuts on what needs to be done and what. But think, we have a God in heaven. You know, put a little bit of that on Him. He's there. He's willing to take it on. He can help you get through it. You know, pray to Him. Ask Him, how can I get through this? What do I need to do? We have to remember that we have a heritage. We have an inheritance. That inheritance is eternal life. And that's what our goal is. That's what we should be striving for. All this other stuff means nothing. At the end of time, our eternal life with heaven, in heaven, is what we're after, no matter what else happens here. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 1, says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. And in Ephesians 5, 8, this continues on, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in God. Live as children of light. Live as children of God. That's what it's saying. That's what we ought to be doing. In 1 Peter 4 and verse 12, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Now, are you surprised when you have problems? I was. I said, I never had any problems before. You know, I've never been suffering or going through anything. And then all of a sudden, the world falls down around my ears. this last couple months. But it says, don't be surprised. You will get fiery ordeals. By remembering that any trial will be brief. And if you look at, I know, Charlotte, yours hasn't been too brief, but the things which happen do get over eventually, and you get through them for a season. But a season passes. Even if that season lasts a lifetime, it'll never be as long as eternity. And that's what we have to remember. We might have to go through a lot of suffering, but eventually, when we get to eternity, if we stay faithful to God and do the things He commands us, our rewards will be so much greater. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but that which is unseen is eternal. I told you I have trouble with it. And Paul is, I think, everybody's hero. Everybody has to think about Paul. And 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 24. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in dangers from bandits, in dangers from my fellow Jews, in dangers from the Gentiles, in dangers in the city, in danger in the country, in dangers at sea, and in danger from false believers. Paul didn't have it easy. And we have a little bit of problems, and we complain. And I think that's what we really have to realize. Paul went through this. I can imagine the pain he had even when he wasn't being beaten up, or his body had to ache all the time. By thinking of trials, you can think of it as being an intensive training. Bruce has been in sports. Dick's been in sports. A lot of you guys have been in sports. When I played football, loved to play football. So much fun. Yeah. I had a coach which lived, I lived back this lane, and the coach lived in the front of the lane. No sooner football season was over, he got me, and he says, okay, what I'm wanting you to do, he says, you don't drive anywhere. You run everywhere you go. And he says, every night we're going to go back in the field, and you're going to carry logs up to my house so I can cut them up and use it for firewood. But it was exercise, intense exercise, just work, harder and harder and harder. And you felt good about it. You did all this hard work and you felt good, even though you suffered. It hurt. The one thing I remember is the 100-yard dashes. Whenever you weighed almost 300 pounds, you know, I was a fat little boy, but anyway, I weighed about 300 pounds and I had to run 100-yard dashes. And in the middle of summer when it was 100 degrees and the humidity was 90%, and we'd run up and down the field 100-yard dashes. You know, and coach just loved to see you lay on the ground and go over there and kick on you. But in 1 Peter 1, verse 7, it says, these have come so that the proven that it's original, of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, honor, when Jesus Christ is revealed. I have trouble with that word. My tongue just can't get. But An athlete undergoes rigorous training. A lot of times to the point of collapse. You don't want to go to collapse, but you do sometimes. But what do it? You get stronger. You're able to do, instead of 10 100-yard dashes, you can do 20 100-yard dashes. And instead of doing 25 push-ups, you can do 50 push-ups. Instead of doing 100 push-ups, you can do 200 set-ups. But all it does is build you up, make you stronger. And that's what these trials do to us in our life as Christians. We get through the trials that we have, the struggling, we're stronger. We're not the same person that started out. And 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Join with me in suffering. It's going to say you accept Christ. And this is, you got to remember, this is in the time whenever the Christians were being persecuted in that. But he says, a good soldier in Christ Jesus, because we're going to be suffering. James 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brother and sister, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And in James 5, verse 11, as you know, we count as blessing those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen that the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Even though Job went through all that suffering and pain, whenever he didn't do anything wrong. But God rewarded him later. He gave him back more than what he had in the beginning. We should be working on wanting to please Christ. That is our goal. What more can we ask for than what Christ wants? To hear Jesus pronounce on the day at the end of time, well done, you good and faithful servant. And this is what Bruce was in Bruce's lesson this morning. We want to win Christ. We want Christ to be with us. It's the suffering. Some people give up. I've seen so many people drop out of church because of the suffering and pain that they've had. They feel that there can't be a God to let me go through what I'm going through. And they walk away from me. It's a tough thing to lose yourself, to lose yourself with the Lord. Before I close this, I want to read a verse over again on Isaiah 26, verse 3 and verse 4. The steadfast of mine, you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the God, the Lord, we have an everlasting rock. Whenever I read this, I think of the song, We Have an Anchor. And I don't know why I tie it that way. But God is our anchor. He keeps us from drifting. He keeps us strong. He keeps us where we should be as long as we put our hands out and hold on to him. The many things that Paul went through, I can't even imagine anyone to be beaten, to be stoned, to be in the ocean. I spent a lot of time in the ocean, out where there you see nothing for days. But to be out there floating day and night, you know, it's, you want to talk about feeling lost and hopeless, that's the way you'd be feeling. I haven't got anywhere near the years that Letta has. I know she's been through a lot of suffering, but look at her. Have you seen anybody so happy? That's the way we should be. We should be happy that we are suffering a little bit. We should be happy that we're right with God. We should be happy that we have a home in heaven at the end of time. If there is anyone in here that has not accepted Christ, he made it real simple. He says, all you have to do is hear my word. Believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Turn away from that life that you've been living and being willing to dedicate yourself back to God. And through that dedication and serving, you can have a home in heaven with him. And let me tell you, it's going to be far greater than anything you can imagine. And then you must be baptized to wash away your sins, to be buried with him, and to rise back out. You know, don't let, if you're not a member, or if you need the prayers of the congregation, don't let this time go by without accepting Christ. The opportunity is yours as we sing the